We're here with NPR's Maria Godoy and food microbiology expert Don Schaffner talking about your question about food safety and groceries. Another question about what happens after you get the groceries home from Allison.
Hi, this is Allison Cohen from Evanston, Illinois. My question is related to how refrigeration and freezers affect the virus. For example, if I pull a boxed frozen item out of the freezer that had originally been contaminated, would the freezer preserve the virus, or would it naturally dissipate at the same rate as room temperature?
Professor, does freezing, refrigeration affect the virus?
Well, Scott, it's like the old joke. I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is that cold temperatures preserve the virus, so refrigeration preserves it and freezing preserves it more. The good news is, again, no evidence that we have transmission from food or from food packaging at this point. If after you take that food out of the freezer and you prepare it, if you're still concerned before you sit down to eat, was a good idea before the pandemic, will be a good idea after and during as well, wash your hands before you sit down to eat.
Another question we got about is the safety of the food and how it gets into the store. Let's hear this question.
My name is Holly Honeycutt, and I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina. And I was talking with my daughter-in-law the other day, and we had heard different stories about farmers tossing milk and other farmers not picking products. But we turn around and go to a grocery store, and we are limited in what we can buy, you know, two milks or two this or that. And we're wondering how come they couldn't figure out a new supply chain to get these things to the grocery store.
Maria, can you help us with this?
Yeah, so I think the problem she's talking about here is that a lot of the food farmers are tossing out right now is stuff they would have sold to places like restaurant chains or like, you know, for school meals. And so this is food they sell in giant bulk sizes. It's not the portions you could buy at the grocery store. And in order to be able to divert these foods to grocery stores, you'd really have to send it to specific plants that package it in grocery store sizes. And those plants are already busy meeting existing demand. You could revamp existing plants to do that, but that would take time and a lot of money. But there are some people on an individual level that are trying to work around this. Like, for example, some restaurants are now selling the flour they get in big 50-pound sacks and, you know, reapportioning it and then selling those smaller portions to their customers. There are also, like, vegetable distributors trying to match farmers with food banks willing to pay the farmers so they can harvest their crops and then that food can go to the needy. But there's no real system-wide effort that I'm aware of.
Listener in Florida asked, should I give up meat to reduce heart disease risk and chances of survival if I get the virus? Professor Schaffner?
That's a really good question. I think that anything that anybody can do right now to try to be more healthy is a great idea. Hopefully, any benefit that listener would get from reducing their meat consumption would be realized after we're through this pandemic. But I encourage everybody to try to be as healthy as they can.
I'm going to chance a quick question. Lots of people bring reusable bags. Should that stop for the moment, Maria?
So there haven't actually been studies on reusable bags, but none of the experts I've spoken with see reusable bags as a particular concern, although some stores are banning them. If you do use them, just wash it or, you know, disinfect it after each use.
Thanks very much. If you have questions, you can send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation. The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.